Well, that'll wake you up. If Rich were here, he'd be dancing. But the others are dancing, too. It's Brian Setzer. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. It is, it's rainy here. I don't know where it is. What are you looking at? What are you questioning?
when you listen to a Ray Graff forecast, it's always sunny. I mean, it's rainy, but it's always sunny. The way he presents.
Yeah, he is our ray of sunshine.
Yes,
absolutely. Good morning and welcome, and hopefully it's a beautiful day where you are, no matter what the weather is. Let me introduce everybody, and we will get started for this Friday. We've got some important business to take care of today, as well as important issues to discuss. And in 78 minutes, I hope we can accomplish all of that. So we'll get started. David Soares is with us. He is the Albany County District Attorney. And, you haven't been in the news at all this week.
Oh, I've been in the news.
Yeah, David. You have to put, like at the Rotary, you have to put a dollar in the can for every time you know, your name is in the news.
Well, I learned today that I...
That means $10.
That there were files that were that Nexium had files on me and
wow.
A couple of other people that
George Hurst. You
myself.
Know what really ticked me off? You know what really ticked me off?
What's that?
My name wasn't there. I wasn't important enough.
You want to be included even in those things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what was in your file?
I'm a Red Sox fan, Cowboy fan. I don't know what's in my file now.
No, all right.
I think the whole point was that they were collecting information on all of the decision makers in the Albany region who had they felt needed to be manipulated, to put it mildly.
Gee, do you think David's like pro branding or con band?
This is what I always say this to my political enemies. If you really want to get dirt on me, go to Pawtucket, buy someone a can of like a 72-cent can of Narragansett beer, which is perhaps the cheapest beer you can get there, and
yeah.
They'll tell you everything.
Yeah. The stories they would have.
Absolutely.
Well, I think Judith Aaron and I are definitely going to Pawtucket
yeah,
this weekend. I know that.
Right after the show.
Road trip.
Head on out.
I always wanted to go to Pawtucket.
Yeah, for $3 we could find out a lot of stuff. David Soares, good morning. Welcome to the program. Great to have you here. Aaron Pasitti is back.
Yep.
You've been all over the place, but you're back here, and we're thrilled. Siena College economics professor, good morning.
How good morning. And I've got nobody has any files on me.
That I know of.
Let's keep it that way.
Just go to my third draw.
And senior fellow and visiting professor of Bennington College, founder of Beyond Plastics, former EPA regional administrator. I can't even imagine what they've got on you, Judith. Judith, thank
you. Yeah, probably American Chemistry Council has a few little articles.
The American Chemistry Council.
That's actually a trade
thing.
Association.
That's a thing. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Good morning.
Of course it is. And Alan Chartok, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Joe. I would be a liar if I didn't tell you that you and I have been on the phone for quite a while now, this morning, discussing our lockbox, and
it's state.
We've got to get moving. We've really got to get moving, or we're not going to make it. It's that simple. I'm not gonna gild the lily. I'm just telling you all. Now, Joe, how much do we have in now?
Right now, Alan, we have $141,399, and you'll remember that. Of course, you know this, but
yeah.
For the listeners, $1 million is our total, and we're hoping to get to $500,000 before. Well, we have to get to $500,000 before we start the fund drive on June 3rd.
You said it, Joe. I mean, it really is. It really is. A necessity. We've all lived up to this before because everybody realizes we're all in it together, and everybody has done something. And if you do something now, it would be great in order to incentivize everybody. And I have to say, many people call in and say, "I don't need anything. I just know it's the radio station." But we have this wonderful offer while they last, and they're not going to last that much longer. Why don't you tell us about the blanket and the two insulated cups?
It's the WAMC picnic blanket. It comes off like a little briefcase, and then you unfold it, and it's this beautiful picnic blanket, perfect for bringing to Tanglewood or to SPAC or to outdoor venue of your choice.
Yeah,
your backyard.
Sure, you can lie on it.
By the lake.
The WMC lobby.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, the bus stop. Whatever you want.
Oh, yeah, that bus stop.
And then you get the two insulated tumblers for a beverage of your choice.
Yeah.
Wine would look perfect in them, but whatever you want to put in them would be great. They're insulated. They're stainless steel. They have our logo on them, as does the blanket.
Yeah.
Prevents you from being arrested for carrying an open container. You can use the tumbler.
Yeah,
it's actually secrete your wine.
Ooh. And the tumbler is reusable.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
It's just touching on all of our universes here. We've got the public safety. We've got the environment. Is there an economic benefit to?
Really?
Yeah, it's reusable. So declining average cost over time.
Well, the
that's nice.
I mean,
declining average cost over time. I love it. Now, what is that? DC. What? DCOT?
Sure. DCOT.
DCOT. Yeah. And, of course, the economics of this for us is that we
survive
with this. So then, Alan, on top of this, we have Anonymous from New York, New York.
Wait a second. You're telling me you just got one? That's fantastic.
And it is a $5,000 challenge if we can make $20,000 before the end of our time together this morning.
Well, that's not going to be easy. That's going to be hard. Now, our wonderful Amber Sickles will come in. The phone should be ringing like crazy. We get all of the people in the news division and in the, in the annex who are doing all of the underwriting. They all answer the phones because there are no volunteers now. And $20,000, that's what's that? 200 people?
200 people at $100. We have done that. We can do that.
That is a lot of pressure on this particular panel today. I mean,
we
have to be very interesting today.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Wow.
There would be no show without this. There would be no station. I was riding down to New York recently, and they were doing a thing. Now, it still mystifies me. I have great respect for WNYC, and I like to listen to the other guys, see what they're doing. They say, well, we have a pledge week. It's seven days. And what do we get in that 7 days? We get, most of them don't tell you what they're getting. We always do because, we're not fooling around. But they said we're going to cut it in half. So if we make it in half, if we make it make what in half?
Yeah.
Do you get it? I mean, the whole thing is absurd that you have a limited number of days that you're going to be raising in money in, and if you don't make it, then you don't. We'll never know about it. But you'll all be in on it if we make it or not. I know that I'm not being very clear, but I hope that you all get it. That there's no fooling around with this. What we get, and we tell you what we have. And today we need $20,000. And if everybody just gets to a phone and says, Alan, I believe you. Joe, I believe you. $1,000 would be great. That's $3 a day. That's what it is. We can do it on time. And whatever you want to do, but let's do it now. Just anything counts.
I mean, if you want to be a sustainer, we can do that. If you want to do, a dollar a day and do $365, we can, as you said, over time, you can do it monthly, you can do it weekly, you can do it however you want. We'll figure it out. But we have to do
it's
it.
It's like freedom on layaway.
That's right.
Yeah,
you know?
So
that's right.
I was thinking the same thing.
Layaway is gone, but
it's like
here,
layaway. You get layaway here.
I mean, that's
right. AMC giving freedom, democracy, open airwaves to have conversations on layaway.
And you know what? You get the product first.
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You don't even have to wait.
Reverse layaway.
Till you're like done to get it. You're like you got it, then you pay for it a little by little.
Yeah.
All right. 1-800-323-9262. So you've got the blanket and the tumblers for $100 if you want those, and I think they're on the drop down menu. If they're not, just put them in your notes. If you call up, they will ask you. Be patient. 1-800. We have a lot of people here who are working and doing this. So 1-800-323-9262. We have $5,000 on the table. That means we will have made $25,000 at the end of this time if you all get us to the $20,000 point and then we get this $5,000 challenge.
And by the way, we have to. I mean,
absolutely.
We just have to.
All right. So I've got a calculator in front of me. I have numbers that I think are fairly accurate. So we should be in. I think we're ready to go. We're in good shape.
Joe is more transparent this morning than the people responsible for Donald Trump's taxes.
Well,
that's a low bar.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Let us begin with seriously.
What's the number?
1-800-323-9262, and it's WAMC.org. You can do it online. It's very easy to do it online. But if you want to call in, you can do that too. 1-800-323-9262.
And the address is WAMC.org. Couldn't be simpler.
WAMC.org. All right, we'll be giving you updates as we go. So let us start, and we will we'll try to lull you and get you fired up, and so fired up you'll want to go to your phone after we talk about the issues at play here. We'll begin with the issue of Iran and the tensions there. We did not get to this yesterday. We did get to it 2 days ago. But President Trump telling the Pentagon chief he does not want war with Iran. He has sought to put the brakes on a brewing confrontation with Iran in recent days, telling the acting defense secretary. Anybody know who that is?
Shanahan.
Patrick Shanahan. Good job. 10 points for Gryffindor.
Good job. Good job.
That
I like
he
that.
Does.
I'll take tortured cabinet officials for 100, please, Joe. He's still acting.
He is still acting, the acting defense secretary, that he does not want to go to war with Iran. Administration officials said while his senior diplomats began searching for ways to defuse the tension. Mr. Trump's statement during a morning meeting in the Situation Room sent a message to his hawkish aides that he does not want the intensifying American pressure campaign against the Iranians to explode into open conflict.
Okay, so wait. Who appointed these right-wing hawks? Mm-hmm. He did. Who was the guy who said, I can send 100,000 troops to the Middle East, and that'll just be basically a down payment. There'll be many more than that. And then all of a sudden, who is it who is diffusing the situation? First he makes it, then he diffuses it. It's disgusting.
And it's incredibly serious. I mean,
you bet.
There is a military buildup going on right now in the region. We know that Iran has very intense surrogate fighters in Iraq and Syria. You know, this is the region where you don't want to be playing a game of chicken. If you're just looking at this economically, as I'm sure Aaron is also, about a third of the world's oil passes through the Straits of Hormuz, which if that gets shut down, that will have severe economic ramifications. And Alan's absolutely right. I mean, the president appointed John Bolton, for goodness sakes, who for years has been talking about the need for regime change there. And I think he's just totally out of his element playing this game of chicken, acting like, you know, he's the moderate one and he's trying to pull his people back. But this is, you know, and Congress needs to get in on this. They don't, they're not being briefed. You know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders no longer does press briefings. And so the only information you get is when reporters shout over the helicopter noise at the White House. And I think it was just yesterday a reporter asked Trump if we're going to go to war with Iraq. His answer was, I hope not.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Well, that's confidence inspiring.
And there's one other piece of this, guys, and that is obviously that the Iranians have a hand in this. So if he thought he had the upper hand, he doesn't. He said, well, I'm reaching out to them, but they don't want to talk to me. We know that now. They don't want to talk to him, which means something, doesn't it?
What you're assuming that you're assuming two things: A, that he actually
reached out,
and two, that he's actually telling you the truth. Two things that you shouldn't assume.
But the Iranians are pretty clear that they don't need to talk to him. The Ayatollah mm-hmm. isn't. Now, look, these are not nice people all the time. So I can only tell you that there's a game of chicken. We know he played chicken when he was trying to raise all his billions.
Yeah,
and we now have his income tax to prove that it didn't work there either.
And the problem is, you know, when you start playing chicken in international negotiations, both sides become more hardened in their stance, and it becomes increasingly difficult to reach an agreement. So you have amping up of the sanctions once they pull once the U.S. Mm-hmm. backed out of the nuclear deal, and you know Iran's got a lot of leverage, as Judith mentioned, in terms of their oil exports. They could simply threaten to develop an embargo to the U.S. or worldwide, and that could send markets into a turmoil. This is just another feather in the cap of Donald Trump's self-induced economic uncertainty plan.
Wow. Well, you look at the foreign relations and the philosophy of this administration. First of all, I don't want to jump on John Bolton too much because I stand by my earlier statements. John Bolton is a good man. It's his mustache that's evil, okay? and that thing is, well, first of all, John Bolton would never have been allowed in any administration to participate at the level that he's currently participating in. And right now,
he wouldn't be welcomed as an intern. He wouldn't be welcomed. Sorry, so, interns.
But the difference between him and the mustache is the mustache, I believe, has security clearance.
Well, we still don't know how he got the security clearance. But my point is, first of all, this starts in 2016 when Trump assumes office, and the first thing that he does is he backs out of the Paris, you know, climate deal. Okay, so right away, because any government in foreign relations, you're going to participate in multilateral ventures, right? So that you're establishing and building trust with your allies. No one goes to war by themselves anymore. It's multilateral. That's what we've been doing in this country since the beginning of time. And so what we've begun to do under this administration is slowly put the car in reverse and back away from everything, right? Even in the UN. Standing by principles that we've always stood by, right? Exporting our values to other countries, promoting democracy all over the world. We've backed out of all of those things. And here we are, ready to go to war. And I guarantee you, this man turns around and looks for allies in this experience. And the most amazing thing that happened was the British general, mm-hmm. you know, in an open environment, really questioning the intelligence gathered by this administration. Intelligence, by the way, that we now conveniently rely on, because if it's intelligence about going to war with Iran, we will trust our intelligence services. But if it's intelligence about Russia, we don't want to even talk
about
that.
Now, we have to take a break. We only have about 10 seconds. I just want to quickly update. We needed $20,000. We now need $17,900. So
we got to move fast.
We got to move fast to get the $5,000 challenge. We got the blanket. We've got the tumblers. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. We'll return to the conversation right after this. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. We have Alan Chartok, Judith Enk, Aaron Pasitti, and David Soares. We welcome your letters, panel at WAMC.org, panel at WAMC.org. We are also in the process of trying to, we're going to do it because we have to do it. There's no alternative. There's no failure.
No failure.
Allowed.
No failing here.
We're tumbling ahead.
There you go.
Good, Jude. Good. We've never failed. We've never failed.
Let me blanket you with the facts. Yes?
This is it. Let everybody get together and make this happen. We can. We can do it.
All right. So we, if you will remember, if you've been with us since the beginning, and if not, let me update you. We started needing $20,000 to get a $5,000 challenge from Anonymous in New York City. As of right now, as I put these numbers into my handy-dandy phone calculator, I find out that we now need $16,795 to make our goal.
We can do this.
On top of that, please do not forget that for a $100 contribution, a $100 pledge, you get the blanket, the WAMC picnic blanket that is fold. It's like your National Geographic map. You have to fold it back up into the little briefcase size.
That's funny, Joe.
But it'll work. And then you get two stainless steel tumblers to help the environment, to help you have a lovely time at the event of your choice, the outdoor event, or whatever you want to use them for. They're like sippy cups for adults. They're really great.
And they don't include the 25% steel tariff either.
They do not.
You know, I have found that
You're just according, a laugh riot.
According to the polls and statistics, if you're in the infancy stages of a relationship, the blanket tumbler picnic is one of those things that'll help you really get where you need to get in your relationship.
And where is that?
It's like it's WAMC.org. All you got to do is...
And nothing brings a couple together like a deer tick and you get Lyme disease.
Oh, boy.
Boy, you're just a laugh riot at parties, aren't you? Judith
is, just a little warning.
Judith has been disinvited to children's birthday parties. Every one of them. No one calls Aunt Judith over again.
We need $16,500. All right. So 1-800-323-9262. We have operators standing by.
Lewis Aluminum.
1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org, and we have to do this. Come on, we only have, we have about an hour, we have 53 minutes, so let's go. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We have two letters, let me get to those real quick, and then we'll move on to, we'll probably keep talking about what we're talking about. We got a letter from Michael who says, would you please ask District Attorney Soares why this criminal enterprise, meaning NXIVM, was never investigated and prosecuted by local law enforcement? Why did it take the U.S. attorney?
Well, were there charges that that NXIVM could be prosecuted locally? And that's the question. Yeah. Yeah.
In other words, if there is a an attempt to break a law, you have to look for where the laws can be broken. And in this case, the feds have a lot of resources. Okay, I'm going to say something now that it'll get me into trouble, and I'm sorry for it. But I know that this state legislature and this governor have starved the Albany District Attorney's Office for years. And the reason they do it is obviously it's too close to home and everything falls into their jurisdiction. It's disgusting. It has never been right. I know David doesn't complain about it, but it is true.
Publicly complain about it.
But in private, you ought to hear when I'm with my wife and we're on that blanket with the two tumblers, this is all I talk about.
Yes, and it's all about relationships.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. We also got this letter from Janos that says, promoting democracy, I've heard that before. This is with the with the subject title, War is Bad. You mean promoting U.S. interests, oil, minerals, and arms sales. Are you for regime change in Iran? Do you support the military-industrial complex? Trump is the only president that I can remember that has not invaded a foreign country or declared war yet. You have to give him credit for at least this. All our other presidents in the past 50 years since Kennedy have been warmongering lapdogs to the military-industrial complex. Are you pro-war or anti-war? You never talk about the veterans who come back and are committing suicide at the rate of one per hour, 24 a day. Do you ever think about them?
Well, I don't really know what the intent of that letter was, other than to go all over the map and all over the world with blanket, actually, the world with that kind of rhetoric. But I think if you're going to engage in any kind of armed conflict with a foreign power, the basis for that engagement has to be a rational basis. The argument must be compelling, and it must be done with the full blessing and authority of the people of the United States. And thus far, there's been no evidence to support this conflict, you know, with the conflict that's brewing with Iran.
We're also running out of countries to invade, too, so that might explain why he hasn't been involved.
Well, we've not heard any rationale. They're just saying there's intelligence. They're not sharing the intelligence with Congress. They're certainly not sharing it with the American people, and I think it's not unreasonable to ask for what is the threat? I'm anti-war, letter writer. I think even threatening, and the president's done more than threaten. He's putting military assets in a tinderbox region, and you know this is quite serious.
Yeah, and it's not like the U.S. has a lot of credibility in terms of intelligence they've gathered in starting large-scale ongoing wars, so there's reason to be skeptical of this.
There's a lot of reason to be skeptical, but there's also a lot of reason to to take a big step back and begin to recalculate our philosophy about that entire region. I mean, we're talking about the Saudis and the Iranians, who have been engaged in war and in war by proxy over that entire region. And you're talking about Syria, that has a tremendous footprint within the region, that is currently in civil war. And so there's a lot of interests and a lot of issues that apply to that area of the world. And regime change just certainly is not how you achieve success there. Certainly it hasn't been successful for us as a philosophy in that part of the world. And let's remember, one of the reasons why that area is so fraught with danger was colonialism. And those massive powers then deciding to break up that region and define that region for the people who live there, and internal wars. So,
yeah, and I want to go back to David's earlier point of you don't do this unilaterally.
And I apologize for the blanket statement.
No, I can understand your blanket statement.
If you'd like a blanket, 1-800-323-9262, go ahead.
So
I love it.
See, the Europeans are not going to be part of this. So is this the United States alone? And this may sound like just kind of a snipey, irrelevant thing, but I read in the Irish Times this morning that there's a
you
big...
You get up early enough to read the Irish Times?
That the...
With Irish coffee. In the tumbler.
There's a dispute going on between Ireland and the Trump administration right now because President Trump is planning a trip to, I think, England and France. He was going to stop in Ireland, and they want to welcome him and receive him in a traditional place. They have a protocol where they welcome heads of state, but President Trump is insisting on this happening at his private golf course in Ireland.
Oh, my God.
And the Irish officials are saying, no, we don't want to greet you at your private golf course. And so now the president is saying he's probably not going to stop in Ireland, which I don't think breaks many hearts in Ireland. But, you know.
How did we get this guy? I just don't get it. How did we get him? I mean, where are we? It's Alice in Wonderland. You wake up every morning, you look around, and you hear something like what you've just said, Judith, and you shake your head mm-hmm. and you say, would anybody else, would any other president get away with this or try to get away with this?
Well, no other president has a financial interest in having those receptions take place at a location that he owns. I mean, if you look at what he's earned according to the disclosures mm-hmm. from the ethics group there, this year and last year, certainly it's been a better year for him this year, and a lot of that can be attributed to the fact that our government is spending a lot of our tax dollars housing Secret Service, as well as so many others, at the Mar-a-Lago or the Florida Taj Mahal, but also you have hotels in Washington right. D.C. that a lot of foreign dignitaries know that you must stay there in order to have an audience
lobbyists.
With the president.
I mean, the moneymaker for him last year was the Trump Hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue, right across the street from EPA, by the way. It was always fun to see this big banner saying, coming soon, Trump. That was up there for a few years. But, you know, lobbyists and other nations go to the Trump Hotel for a reason. But actually, didn't we learn yesterday that Mar-a-Lago is not doing that well, and
Trump Tower, not
and
doing
Trump
well.
Tower,
in New York City,
doing
yeah.
losing a lot of money.
So we have just about 45 minutes to make $14,470 to get a $5,000 challenge. So we're a quarter of the way there, which is very nice. But we have a lot of work to do in a short period of time. So here are the facts: we have a $5,000 challenge from Anonymous in New York City. They said, okay, you make $20,000, we'll give you $5,000 to do that. We are $14,470 away from making that challenge.
Oh boy.
In addition, for a $100 pledge, you get a WAMC blanket, picnic blanket. So it's a lovely, what is that?
Fleece.
Thank you very much. A fleece blanket, a tartan plaid, WAMC logo. It's beautiful. It folds all up into a nifty little briefcase. And then you have two WAMC stainless steel tumblers.
But in the end, Joe, there's only one reason to do it. And that reason is what you're listening to and why you're listening to it now. It's a place you come to every morning. It's a place that you depend on, and it's a place that you need. And you don't get this anywhere else. You do not get it anywhere else. Sure, the stuff, the tchotchkes and everything else are good, but the main and only real reason is what we're doing here, and I really need you now. We all need you now.
Well, you know, Joe, I don't want to interrupt anything here, right, but I would say that if we get to that location, I mean, someone with the biggest donation should be able to come into the studio here in the first of the month and be with the professor of hotnomics as he's doing the jobs report, because that is a sight to be seen. I mean, you want to be in studio.
Yeah, I bring my A-game.
You bring your A-game. He brings his notes, and you ought to see my man work.
Well, we're gonna get we're gonna go off on tariffs in a couple minutes. We'll see how that goes. All right, it's $14,000 to go, everybody. Come on, we can do this.
What's the number again?
1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Go ahead.
And if you want to mail it in, you go to
WAMC.org.
That's it.
WAMC.org.
I knew you knew that.
All right. I thought you actually meant mail, which would be 318 Central Avenue.
Oh,
and we'll
yeah.
take your check as well. So.
Sure.
1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. We'll give you an update, and we'll keep talking right after this break. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. Lovely to have you with us. We have, we got a lot of things going. We're talking to you about the issues of the day. We have a wonderful panel, Alan Chartok, Judith Eng. We have Aaron Pasitti and David Soares here. Plus, we're also looking, we are on our quest to make $20,000 before the end of this segment. So we can get a $5,000 challenge from Anonymous of New York City. Included in that, if you pledge $100, you get a pair of insulated tumblers and the WAMC picnic blanket.
I've never been on a quest before. This is my first
quest. It's
quest.
Oh, I think you've been on a quest before. So the number just, like I had the number and then the number changed, so I will get you a new and improved number. But in the meantime, remember that you can, all you have to do is call in. WAMC.org is how you do it online. If you want to phone us, 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. All right.
And just think of it, Joe, is this station worth $3 a day? That's $1,000. You can bust it up any way you want, but is it? Think of what you pay for a newspaper, not as well, forget that. you know, I don't want to start up with my friend Rex or anybody else, or anybody else on the list this morning. So therefore, do what you can. $1,000, $3 a day, so much down, so much a week, you know, it'll be great.
You just mentioned something that made me think of this, but I was at I picked up a magazine the other day.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten a magazine in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Magazines are like $7. When did that happen? I don't know that. Like, I picked up, I forget what it was. Maybe it was Rolling Stone. Our friend Jeff Goodell had an article and I wanted to read it. And I picked it up.
It's worth it. I haven't bought Rolling Stone in years. I read it all online. But my son, Reed, just started working at Rolling Stone.
Well, he got the gig.
He got the gig.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
About that.
Proud mama.
Yep, you should be.
So I'm like,
Reed got no birthday parties with helium balloons.
No, he had the worst birthday parties.
You owe him something.
Yeah.
All biodegradable plates and stuff.
It gathers no moss.
It's amazing he made it through his childhood. But I wanted to buy Rolling Stone. I actually think it's $10 on the newsstand.
Yeah, no, it was unbelievable. Yeah. I was like, oh,
it's
my God.
Worth
well,
it, though.
It is. It's
you
great.
Get to read Jeff Goodall. You get to see Reed Dunley's videos. It's worth
but
it.
But the point is that for that, we do that. But I'm just trying to illustrate Alan's point.
You get Pasitti on economics, you got Judith Think on the environment, and you're talking $3 a day. That's a lot of love
and
for
a blanket
layaway.
And a tumbler.
And what do we get you on?
Blanket.
Oh, the
dollars go down when you're talking about me. But you get a blanket and some tumblers?
$15,000 to go, ladies and gentlemen. That's not right. No, it was less than that before. Why did the number go up? Hold on.
Someone took their money back.
David kept talking.
There's no take backs. How did that work out? Maybe I screwed up here. Hold on. I want to get you a right total. WAMC.org, WAMC. www.ncbc.org. You can also call us at 1-800-323-9262, and we have operators standing by, wonderful staff members who are ready to go. This is a much better number. We have $12,105 to go. Okay.
Oh boy. And how much time do we have?
We have about 38 minutes, Alan.
Oh, we can do this. We can do this.
We've done it before, but if everybody does something, we'll be saved. Saved, I tell you.
I mean, if for nothing else, it's Ray Graff's like sunny report every morning that you hear. That's got to be worth something. That's worth a lot to me.
Yes.
The guy's got five kids. We've got to keep him going.
Ray Graff.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Let me get to a couple letters. But
let's get to the tariffs.
$12,000. So this is how it's going to go. I'll do the phone number, 1-800-323-9262. We have $12,000 to go. Remember, you can get the blanket, you can get the tumblers. They're together, so you get those three items for a $100 pledge. Or, you know, get whatever you want.
Piece of fish, piece of meat.
That's right. It's your choice. And then we'll get to tariffs in just a second. I do have some letters here. We have a couple more on Nexium. So, but $12,000 to go. We can do this. Susan writes, the organization has been exposed for the sham that it was and reported to local authorities for many years. The authorities turned a blind eye. Why? It wasn't until the New York Times had it on the front page that they were investigated. Who was protecting them? I don't think that's true. I mean, the Times Union...
That's simply not true, and that's just so irresponsible to arrive at those conclusions. Let's back up here. When you have an organization or an individual who's committing crimes, the first thing that you need is someone to file a complaint. A complaint. You need someone's name on a piece of paper, or you can conduct an investigation where there is wrongdoing, and that wrongdoing is in violation of your state... penal code. So it's not this thing where prosecutors sit back and just say, hey, you know, I just read this article over here. Let me go out and prosecute this individual that is the star of what's in the front page. That's just absurd. It's not the way that we do business, and it's just not American. And by the way, you don't know how many local authorities may have had investigations that were swallowed up by much larger authorities with different jurisdictions like state attorney generals or U.S. attorney's offices.
And
so that's just wrong.
And different resources. I mean, the resources are huge in the case of the federal government. Hey, if I was the local district attorney and I was being starved by Andrew Cuomo in the legislature so that, you know, there would be a limit on what you could do, I would say, yeah, it would be great to have the feds come in with everything that they've got.
Wasn't this Saratoga County? Where is Nexium?
It was Clifton Park, right?
Clifton Park in Saratoga County. However, the issues that they are charged with, you know, run beyond Saratoga borders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. $11,000 to go. $11,000 to go. Let's go. 1-800-323-9262. Bob writes to us and says, the good news about Bolton's attempt to push Trump into war with Iran is that his plan for regime change in Venezuela flopped so spectacularly that Trump may no longer trust him. Interesting how Venezuela had disappeared from the news over the last couple of weeks.
That's true.
Neil writes about the war with Iran. We've heard this song before. First, invent a provocation. North Vietnam has attacked our ship in the Gulf of Tonkin. Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. Iran has threatened our troops in the region. Then you send warships to the area. Then you pull our people from the region. Then, .. we all know what comes next. Margaret checks in and says, dear wonderful panel, Gulf of Tonkin. That's all I'm saying. I always agree with Alan and always with Judith. The other two, I don't know.
We're just bag of vocalists.
Yeah, forget about them.
20 feet from stardom.
Keep up the great program, says Peg. Okay, Brucey says he cheapens everything. Nothing breaking news, but Trump cheapens everything about the presidency and its functions. He cheapens the pardon power. He cheapens state visits. He cheapens presidential awards and honors. Cheapens the Oval Office itself. Maybe not the most important of all we're facing, but I, for one, find him profoundly embarrassing.
Well, he hasn't cheapened goods that are coming in from China. Wink, wink.
Yeah, but I think, but Brucey makes, I think, makes a great point, and I think it is. I think it is a very important.
It is an embarrassment.
And I think it is an important point, especially when you're talking about working with your allies on an issue like Iran, and everybody is sort of like, do we want to sit down with this guy?
Brucey's point is well taken, which is it's sickening. It's just sickening. I have a relative who keeps telling me America is done, and I say, well, if there can be a fight back, and if there could be a push. Otherwise, if this guy gets his way on everything, including investigating the investigators and the FBI and everything else, it could be over. This is a time that people have really got to fight.
I'm just stunned we called the grown man Brucey.
That's his name.
Oh,
that's the name. Yeah.
If Mueller is slated to come before the Congress to testify, I think you'll see even further escalation. I think this is wag the dog.
I think it's going to be further escalation there. But I also have to take a step back, take a deep breath, scratch up my head, and say, why are we relying so much on Mueller to save us from this man when we have the ability to do that ourselves? You know,
we also have enough information to do that ourselves.
Exactly.
I mean, how much more do we need?
Yeah. Well, we can't do it till Election Day comes, unless Congress decides to amp up investigation or look at an impeachment. But, you know, I really want to hear from Mueller. I mean, things came out last night. They unredacted parts of the Mueller report, and it's quite interesting.
And let's go behind the scenes and imagine what's going on here. Barr isn't saying, I'm going to allow him to speak for no reason at all. He's allowing it because, obviously, A, the people really want to hear from Mueller, like you, Judith. But, B, he's telling them, I'm going. I'm sure of that.
Yeah.
And therefore, he has to do what's right.
He'll have very little control as to when that takes place. It will take place. And, again, I think your point that you were trying to make before I so rudely interrupted you and with some of my blanket remarks this morning, Alan. I think you were about to say that this man is going to spin out of control, and he's ramping up the rhetoric on Iran in an effort to distract from what is going to be a horrible day of media coverage for him, and he knows it.
But something made him stop. Something made him stop, and that's what's so fascinating about this and saying, well, it's his right-wing advisors that he appointed, of course. But something made him do a sort of roadrunner screech and say, uh-oh, he looked down.
I think that has a lot to do with the fact that politically he's an isolationist. He's wanted out of that region. How is it that you pull, you know, your troops out of Syria and then, you know, reposition some of your military arsenal and then go right back into the region for another conflict with a country that, quite honestly, has a military and an operational military?
All there right. We have $8,500 to go. $8,500 to go.
Uh-oh.
1-800-323-9262. So this is how we're going to do it. We're going to let you make phone calls now. We're going to let you go to the computer. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262 if you want to call us, 1-800-323-9262. Reasons to give? In just a moment, Ray Graff is going to give you the forecast and he's going to give you the news. That's reason enough. But followed up by Mr. Tariff over here, Aaron Pacitti, will talk to us and find out what kind of trouble we're getting into
with that
as well. 1-800-323-9262, $5,000 on the line. We need to make $8,500 all to go into the lockbox for the June Fund Drive, which begins June 3rd. You need to be a part of it right now. 1-800-323-9262. We'll be right back. All right, good news, bad news. We need $5,900 to go. So the good news is we made a lot of money so far. The bad news is we still have the $5,900 to go to make $5,000 in a challenge.
It's going
to
be done right here because we're talking tariffs now.
All right. So 1-800-323-9262. You get the tumblers, a set of tumblers, two tumblers, and the WAMC picnic blanket. All of that for a $100 pledge. There are other items up there on the drop-down menu if you go online, WAMC.org, or if you call 1-800-323-9262, the wonderful operators will help you as well. 1-800-323-9262. $5,900 to go, and we only have about 15 minutes to do it in.
Let's do this.
So Very important, and we'll. But you guys are doing great. Thank you very much. It's all going quite nicely so far, and we don't want that that momentum to end, do we? Let us go, and we've been promising it. So it's the time has come, my friends. The time has come.
Tariffs.
We're gonna.
Wow, now there's this pressure on me.
We're gonna talk tariffs. So the New York Times has been obviously we've been talking about this. U.S. executives warn that consumers will pay for Trump's tariffs. Some executives from U.S. companies that sell clothing, food, and other products warn the costs related to the latest round of tariffs on goods from China will be passed along to consumers. We touched on this a little bit earlier on about this being an expensive summer, but Aaron Pacitti with more.
So I think there's three important questions. The what's happening, the why is it happening, and what can we expect after Trump goes whole hog. So he imposed...
After he goes what?
Whole hog.
Whole hog.
Let me rephrase that. Just a blanket 25% tariffs on all Chinese imports.
That's what I'm talking about.
The economy would tumble?
Yeah. Yes, this would... Well, that's... Yeah, perhaps. Another... $200 billion of Chinese imports with a 25% tariff. And it's looking very clear at this point that he's probably going to impose a 25% tariff on all Chinese imports. The justification is that he disagrees with Chinese state subsidies of important firms and industries, the technology transfer that China requires, that he wants more open markets. And those are noble goals, I guess you could say. But the logic is totally flawed. It makes sense on paper, in that if you tax imports from another country, that raises the price to U.S. consumers and U.S. firms. So the logic is they'll substitute goods that have a cheaper price, and that will goods that are made in the U.S. preferably, and that will increase wages and employment in those sectors and rejuvenate the American economy. There's a problem with that, though.
One is supply chains. Tell us about supply chains.
You read my mind. Big U.S. firms have these really intricate supply contracts with vendors in China. China produces a lot of goods at enormous scale that have very low margins.
That was worth $1,000 right there. And it's keep going.
You're distracting.
I like the commentary. Yeah, I know. I lost my train of thought.
U.S. commentary for tariff discussion. Yes, go ahead.
U.S. firms can't switch overnight to buying steel made in the U.S. from steel that they've been importing from China.
Can't do it.
Retailers can't switch from buying clothing that they're importing from China to clothing made elsewhere. And to the extent they do switch...
Does that include the Ivanka Trump line?
No. Exempt, I believe.
No, she has...
I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
Where was I going?
David, leave him alone. We want to hear him.
So if we stop buying imported goods from China, we're not going to replace them with goods that are made in the United States. Those goods are going to be replaced with goods that come from low-wage countries in Southeast Asia. So this is not going to work the way Trump and Navarro and Mnuchin think it's going to work. This is going to the higher cost of goods, now that it's affecting more than just raw materials like steel and aluminum and affecting consumer goods, is estimated to cost the average household about $500 to $1,000 a year. So you can think of this as Trump's pay cut to American households, that he's going to reduce your income by $500 to $100,000. The risks of this go far beyond the impact to U.S. consumers, in that these could backfire and actually cost U.S. manufacturers' jobs, because as U.S. firms are importing raw materials or intermediate goods for their production, they're going to face higher prices. One possibility is layoffs. One possibility is passing costs on to consumers. Both of those are contractionary. The bigger risk is that the tariffs become so onerous that U.S. Producers are just going to look to Mexico to move their operations. So this could actually cost the U.S. jobs. There's also the risk of global contagion, and you have a fairly fragile...
Now, if that ain't worth $1,000 right there, global contagion.
That's on your roundtable bingo card,
can't even spell
I believe.
That.
So think about a case like Germany. So if China's imposing tariffs on U.S. imports to China, so China makes a lot of intermediate goods, electronics, and then they get shipped elsewhere to be assembled, and Germany is one of the big players in that. So if China is increasing the cost of imports from the U.S., that means they're going to have to re-export those to countries like Germany at a higher cost. That's going to reduce German production of whatever it is they're producing with Chinese raw materials. And that's going to slow growth in places like the EU. It's going to slow growth in China, and it's going to slow growth in the U.S. So this all has the risk of, you know, slowing worldwide growth when, especially in Europe and China, things seem to be faltering.
Our economies are inextricably intertwined. And the supply chains are, you could have a vehicle with parts that are coming from six other countries, right? Part of the reason why this nation was on the verge of joining the TPP was to put pressure on China, because China is a terrible player. They are a terrible, terrible, terrible player. They haven't lived up to their trade agreements dating, you know, decades back. Now, having said all of those things, everyone knows that, that China's a bad player, and everyone has a reason to get behind the U.S. here. But instead of joining the TPP, destroying relationships with our allies, we're going at it alone. And going at it alone is only going to hurt Americans.
Yeah. And that, so you could, part of China's trade policy, you could argue, is manipulative. But, there, you know, state subsidies of important sectors and giant infrastructure projects, these should be the U.S., these should be things that the U.S. is should be copying and taking initiative from.
We, because we can't, though, because we spend half of our domestic budget on the military.
I understand that, but I'm saying instead of berating China for massive fiscal policy and infrastructure, we should be saying, "Wow, look how much look at all of the employment gains, and look at all of the growth that has resulted from that."
But I mean, I don't think we want to mimic China's policies. I mean, yes, they invest in domestic manufacturing. The United States doesn't, but they also are just abysmal on labor, environment, stealing intellectual property, to use a AG Barr word, spying.
Yeah. Yes, yes. So, I mean, in terms of certain types of economic policy, there might be things to be learned. But, you know, the reality is that, you know, China's trade policy has really hurt U.S. manufacturing workers over the past two or three decades. It's put U.S. workers in direct competition with low-wage Chinese workers. You've seen huge outflows of production to China. So it's not that there isn't a problem. It's that tariffs are the wrong way to go about it, because it's ultimately going to backfire.
Yeah. We'll pause you there. $3,900 to go to get a $5,000 challenge.
See, it worked.
$3,900. Yeah, we got like $3,000. Are you just talking about tariffs?
You let the city freestyle, you're going to get money. You're going to get money, man, all day.
So $4,090 is left. It's $3,890 is what we need. All right, let's go. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. Two quick letters. Saul, who writes, "We should remember that not too long ago we shot down a passenger airline during one of the wars in the Middle East. Fools rush in, ... Domestic emoluments. As just discussed, Trump is in violation of the domestic emoluments clause of the Constitution. Why is this not being stopped?"
I believe there's a lawsuit right now that they're dealing with this exact issue. But I listen. You're talking to a man about a man in the form of Donald Trump, who has been involved in more lawsuits than any person, I believe, in this country. He has been involved in law. He knows. Even he loses. I mean, he loses a lot. But he knows how to use the criminal justice system, but the court system to stall. And that's what he's doing, stalling for time.
But the emoluments lawsuit is continuing, and I think it got a pretty good ruling from one of the courts. And then the question is, you know, are they going to get a final decision when Trump is still in office or out of office? Because, well, as David says, it slow walks everything.
Yeah. Well, the final decision, whatever that decision may be, it's certainly not going to be enforced by the AG.
Right.
And so you have to almost wait until he's out of office before, you know, the citizens of this country get reprieve.
And remember, Jimmy Carter had to sell his peanut farm because he didn't want the appearance of and you using separ- his influence.
You separated a man from his peanuts, but you can't separate a man from his hotel.
All right, we need $3,500. $3,510 is the total. We have a $5,000 challenge on the table, and we just have less than 10 minutes to do it in. So let's go.
Now, this is where the going gets rough.
Yes.
This is it, folks. Now we can make that extra $5,000, and it's all about what we do here. We just got a note from somebody who said, why, isn't this just another fun drive? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we can get this thing done halfway, just interrupting for a couple of seconds as opposed to a week. You know, somebody doesn't get it. We really need your help, and we need it now. Don't let the trolls get in the way, okay?
I mean, we're still getting tariff talk.
Isn't that a song, Don't Let the Trolls?
Yeah.
No, don't let the sun get in. You know, Ray Graff will sing that song if we make our goal. Don't let the sun go down.
And speaking of songs, it was all about that battleship of Maine at war with the great nation Spain. When I get back to Spain, I'm going to honor my name. We got a letter saying, what about the battleship of Maine? Exactly. New Lost City Ramblers.
Wow. Good stuff. All right. Well, there's nothing better than Aaron talking about tariffs, with the possible exception of Judith talking about climate change and a new poll that came out yesterday saying that climate change is rising up on the list of voter concerns in the United States. I will say that I was surprised that the number was not higher, but it is. But it's gone up, and it's 40% of people responding to this say the issue will be crucial in how they cast their ballots in the 2020 presidential election. And that is the results of the poll show Democratic candidates in particular are under pressure to offer solutions to climate change.
Yeah, it should be higher, but it's encouraging. It's going the right way. I think a lot of this has to do with people are just personally experiencing wacky weather, wildfires, sea level rise, you know, flooding, increase in Lyme disease because of more ticks. And so people are living it.
Well, I'm ready for some hopeful information right now, Judith. Come on.
The hopeful information is that I think people are understanding that the status quo isn't working. They're looking for candidates who are making this a priority. Whatever you think of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I think very highly of her, she has put the Green New Deal and climate change on the national agenda like it never has been before.
But is it too late, Judith?
No, we're getting close, but it's not too late. What worries me is we know that the Trump administration is, you know, the timing of the Trump administration cannot be worse in terms of climate change. they are rolling back important federal laws that would address climate. What's disappointing to me is that the states have not stepped up more, including New York. But I think, you know, people are taking this seriously as the existential threat that it is. Just last night, a local assembly member who I met for the first time and who I'm very impressed with, Assemblymember Phil Steck from Colony, held a climate change town hall, and over 100 people came out to a windowless auditorium to talk about climate change, including a student who's active with the Sunrise Movement. A lot of young people are getting involved. The interesting thing about the poll is that large numbers of voters, particularly Democratic base voters, say that this issue will influence who they decide to vote for in the next presidential election. And you've got Jay Inslee out with a very good plan, Beto O'Rourke, Bernie, Elizabeth Warren, Gillibrand are all talking about climate change. The outlier is Joe Biden. Last week, he said that he's looking to find a middle ground on climate change. And he said, just look at the Obama administration in terms of them being too aggressive, too idealistic about climate change. I might remind people that Joe Biden was part of the Obama administration. But, you know, he wants to embrace nuclear, he wants to embrace gas, which includes fracking. That's where most gas is from. Carbon capture and sequestration, which hasn't worked. And I think Biden really made a mistake. He tried to walk it back, but I pay attention to the first things that major candidates say before all their pollsters saying you said the wrong thing. So I think this is going to distinguish Vice President Biden from the rest of the field. I know he's ahead in the polls. You know, I definitely am in the camp of anyone who can beat Trump. But his statement on climate change really concerns me.
And when you're in, that camp, I'm assuming you have blankets and tumblers when you're
always
in that camp.
Hey, Joe, speaking of which, David is correct. How close and what time do we end? We end at exactly 10:30?
Yeah, I'm working on that right now.
Okay.
And then I'm waiting
Stop
for official.
Stop the clock.
Yes. So, yeah, we have until 10:30. We have until 10:30. So we have 7 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so our latest total, remember, we are trying to get a we're gonna do it. It's a $5,000 challenge from Anonymous of New York City, and the deal is we needed to make $20,000. As of this very moment, as I press the last numbers into the magic calculator, we need $2,635.
Oh boy. So, that's three. How many minutes?
We have 6 minutes.
Oh boy, that's going to be very close.
2,635.
Let everybody do something.
Let's go back to tariffs.
Yeah, that's good. But let's also stay with this because we can't talk about tariffs or anything else if we don't have a radio station. It's that simple. So let the trolls understand that. Go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
No, you're absolutely right. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. 1-800-323-9262.
I just thought tariffs would get more people calling. That's all.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
climate change should get people calling.
Well, they should, because that's the end of the world. I mean, you know, I hate to keep going back to Superman, but that's how Krypton got ruined, right?
That's true.
I mean,
the frackers. Those frackers on Krypton.
It's hard to believe that I know Alan. I go through this all the time during the fun trip, but you come really far. And so, but to lose it for $2,000,
that can't.
You know
happen.
That doesn't seem right.
It's not right. It's just not
Ray did his first. WAMC does not have Doppler, and when you have a weatherman operating without Doppler, that you're talking about a guy who knows his stuff. And for Ray, I want Ray to be happy. So
that's interesting you say we don't have
over the course of the next 5 minutes, please, people, let's all get together and try to make Ray happy.
Nobody wants to see Ray when he's angry.
No.
Oh, no, and I've seen it, and it isn't pleasant.
Oh, no.
That's why they call him Uncle Grumpy. No
so,
two ways about it.
4 minutes.
I think he's always happy.
No.
That's just because, you see, you know,
no, he's
happier on you.
He likes you.
Yeah. Yes. $2,000 to go. We have 4 minutes. Come on. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. I'll say it very slowly. 1-800-323-9262. Also, you can go online, wamc.org. wamc.org. And do it that way. But we have $2,000. We have 3.5 minutes. You get the blanket. You get the tumblers for a $100 pledge. What doesn't
and,
compute?
You might even get Ray smiling. I mean, that's worth $2,000, a smile from Ray.
And we will say to you what we say to our grandchildren, nephews, nieces, and children. If you can do it, we'll say, good job.
That's simple as that. Good job.
That'll get them calling.
That's the payoff. Operators are standing by.
Lewis Aluminum.
$2,000. I'm watching these numbers and they're not moving, and that's a little concerning because we have 2 minutes and 45 seconds. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Will you be the one who
gets a good job?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say puts us over
gets
the top.
Gets a blanket and gets two tumblers.
There
and
you
a
go.
Good job.
The blanket, the tumblers.
You get both, right? Essentially, you're getting three things, two tumblers and one blanket.
You get three things. And, of course, the radio station and knowing that you're a member in good standing of WAMC.
Made in the USA.
There is that.
1-800-323-9262. $1,700 is what we need right now.
$1,700. Oh, boy.
1-800-323-9262.
Is that a tear in Ray's eye? Is that a tear?
No. Are we, look at that.
That is not a tear.
Ray just sent us a photo of him at his happiest. 1-800-323-9262. If we post that, we'd instantly get the $1,800.
You would get that.
1-800-323-9262. Last call. We got 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes to make $1,500. $1,500.
Somebody with $1,000, please do it now. This is the time. We really need your help.
1-800-323-9262. What started all of this off, just to set the groundwork here, we have our fund drive beginning on June 3rd. We need $1 million in that fund drive. The idea is to get half the money, $500,000, in the lockbox by the time we start the fund drive on June 3rd. When we started this morning, we were at $141,399. We had anonymous from Saratoga, from New York City, say, we'll give you $5,000 if you can make $20,000 this morning. That's a $25,000 morning. That's a nice chunk out of what we need to make. So right now, when all is said and done, we need about $1,144. $1,144, that's where we are in the last minute and 25 seconds.
$1,144 gets you five.
Yeah. Think about it that way, too. You can also think about it that way.
I will overanimate the Bureau of Labor Statistics next employment report if we get it.
Did you hear people? Did you hear that? You're going to overanimate the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Oh, no. I don't even know.
Now we're losing money.
I don't even know what that means.
Bring your popcorn.
What does that mean?
Voice dynamics. Oh, okay. Gestures, all right.
Which
nobody can see.
All right. We need $990.
You're on the radio, man.
$990. And what do I got? 40 seconds? Yeah. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Everything on the table will count, right, Alan? Will you make that declaration as president?
I so declare.
You so declare. Everything on the table will count. We need you, ladies and gentlemen. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. Only 15 seconds left. 1-800-323-9262. I will do my final refresh. 1-800-323-9262. And we, ladies and gentlemen, have made it.
Yay!
Congratulations to all.
Fantastic.
Thanks to all.
I was really worried about that.